Learn Spanish, beginner.
Aprende español en 5 minutos and stop being a beginner.
Bienvenido o bienvenida, my dear beginner. Are you learning Spanish throughout Skype or Zoom with a teacher? Have you decided to learn this language with a Spanish teacher? You are thinking to begin with online lessons? In this podcast, I'm not going to recommend you why you need a qualified teacher in your Spanish learning process, especially when you are a beginner. If you don't believe me, please listen to podcast number 2, número 2, and you will understand why it's so important to have a qualified guidance during your first steps in Spanish. But anyway, de todas formas, if you are exploring internet in order to find the proper teacher for you, the most convenient one, in this podcast, I want to give you some tips to find the best Spanish online teacher. So, escucha con atención. Training. Formación. Find someone with training in teaching Spanish as a second language. Maybe a course, a degree, or a master better. Remember that not all the native speakers are able to teach their own language. They need a training to become teachers. Experience. Experiencia. If this teacher has been working for years in a school teaching Spanish, or he or she has been teaching Spanish by internet in the online world, it's a good signal. It's better than find a new teacher who has not taught yet. Web page, página web. Try to find if this teacher has his own web page or website directed not just to sell his own lessons, but also to show briefly a short story, biography about him, explaining why he decided to become teacher, how he enjoyed teaching, and a little of his methodology and content of their online lessons. Creator of content, creador de contenido. One thing is to have a web page, and other different thing is to create and share periodically free content related to learning Spanish. Does he or she has a blog, a YouTube channel, or maybe a podcast where gives you knowledge and other aid to make your progress in your learning? Feedback. What do the other students think about him or about her? Does this teacher has testimonials or other kind of feedback from his former students explaining and giving their opinion about him as a teacher and about his lessons? And now you are thinking, what about prices? ¿Qué hay de los precios? Well, you will know better than anyone what does it mean expensive or cheap for you. You will know what's the value that you give to your own education, porque, my dear student, ¿tu formación y tu educación es importante para ti?
Subscribe to this podcast and visit learnspanishbeginner.com para dejar definitivamente de ser un beginner.